This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Light is good. Most everyone likes a bright day filled with sunlight and warmth, especially for places where people usually wake up to another cloudy, rainy day. People go to beach resorts by a lake or the sea to lie on the sand near the water's edge and soak up the rays of the sun. Unless we are sleeping, darkness is usually associated with evil, despair, and loneliness. In the Bible book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, we read this: "Now this is the gospel message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal the light of your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. The Apostle John begins his gospel, the last of the four gospels to be written, with a tie-in to Genesis chapter 1 about the creation of the world. Light and life are key concepts and terms that John uses in all of the Bible writings he did under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Here is how the Gospel of John begins. "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son, Jesus." That was John chapter 1. A few pages later, we read this in chapter 3 about Jesus being the light of the world. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they are doing what God wants." The Apostle John continues in chapter 5 with a quote from Jesus about life. Again, light and life are similar positive concepts. "I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son." That was John chapter 5, and any reference to the Son of God refers to Jesus Christ. The light of the sun provides the energy for crops to grow for our food. Without food, we die, So grain and bread are common themes in the Bible because they are associated with light and life. John chapter 6 has this quote, "Jesus replied, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day.'" John 8:12 returns to the apostles' theme of light. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." John 9, verses 4 and 5, gives us these words of Jesus. "The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world." Turn another page in your Bible to John chapter 10. Here Jesus presents himself as the good shepherd, caring for his sheep, which are his believers. But first, in verse 26, he is talking to the non-believing Jewish leaders, called the Pharisees. Jesus said, "But you don't believe me, because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This last statement is very important, as Jesus clearly says he is one in essence with God the Father. Actual light lets us see the path we walk on, so we can avoid things like tree branches, roots, and stones, so we don't stumble. The spiritual light of Jesus, when we accept him as Lord and Savior, lets us see with spiritual eyes, so we don't stumble morally into sin. In John 11:9-10, Jesus said, "There are 12 hours of daylight every day. During the day, people can walk safely. They can see because they have the light of the world, but at night there is danger of stumbling because they have no light. People carry torches of flame at night to illuminate their way. Today, people in England call a battery-powered flashlight a torch because it serves the same purpose as fiery torches. John's imagery of light and life are found in other parts of the Bible too. Psalm 56:13 tells us, "When you deliver my life from death, you keep my feet from stumbling, so that I might serve God as I enjoy life." Psalm 27:1 continues this idea. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I fear no one. The Lord protects my life. I am afraid of no one." Isaiah 9:2 states a word of prophecy about Jesus hundreds of years before Jesus was born. "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." The Apostle Paul, writing in 2 Corinthians 4:3 and 4, also employs this concept of light related to the saving gospel message. "If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God." Back to the Gospel book of John in John 12:35 and 36, Jesus says, "My light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light." And in conclusion, the Apostle John continues the theme of light and life in his first epistle or letter, called 1 John. Here is chapter 1. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ Broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.